Happy New Year, Steve.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, well, actually, Lunar New Year, I guess we should say. Yeah. Tuesday, yesterday, kicked off the Year of the Pig. This is the last zodiac animal on the Chinese lunar calendar. And I do have to warn people, if you were born during previous years of the pig, lunar horoscopes are saying 2019 could be a little bumpy. So just be careful out there.
I wonder if we're going to need to fact check that horoscope at the end of the
Maybe.
Year. Anyway, I mean, there are rituals to the Lunar New Year. We had Chinese last night in our family. Pork dumplings are popular. Firecrackers are popular. Red envelopes filled with cash. Hung Bao. Those are the staples, but for some people, this event is more than a ritual. It's a celebration of who they are. Kyla Smith is a junior at Scripps College.
Sometimes I feel out of place as an Asian American, and I'm not sure what kind of heritage I can connect to. So I feel like it's important to celebrate things like Lunar New Year's. It like brings me comfort.
Jim Chow, a freelance photographer and journalist based in L.A., says the Year of the Pig has a special meaning.
What we see that as a pig is a very like cute little piggy, but some of us also see it as a boar, just rampantly charging headstrong in the game. What it means to me, the Year of Boar, is that we can make these decisions that are normally out of our comfort zones, and we get to really reap the benefits.
So some New Year's festivities last night, but Chinatowns across the country will be hosting festivals, parades, and tributes for the next 2 weeks.